Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The 2022 Galvee and Balancer National Sale set for Monday, January 3rd in the Super Barn Sale Arena at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. Being held in conjunction with the 2nd Annual Cattlemen's Congress, the sale starts at 6 o'clock p.m. The sale will feature Galvee and Balancer lots, 7 bulls plus open and bred heifer lots featuring genetics that can positively influence your herd for years to come. For more information, call Matt Sims at 405-6 416-0081. You can view the catalog at mcsauction.com.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our 4 Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
2021 is winding down here with an extremely strong feeder cattle futures market. We have some way out there contracts like the August, September, and further out above 180. August today closed at 181.47, up 15 cents. The September was 181.65, down 35 cents. But the overall market conditions are really good way out there. The spring aren't as good, but they're still relatively high. We have January at 166.32, the March at 169, even up 95, April's at 171.85. But those contracts have been rallying to the highest levels going all the way back to the month of August at this point. So really strong markets. The feeder cattle index, on the other hand, is 159.45. Which is a little bit kind of surprising. Of course, we haven't had any sales over the last couple of weeks due to the holidays and won't start till next week. But that's a pretty significant discount to the January feeders, about $7 at this point. Live cattle were down 30 to 50 today. I think we're going to wind up the week with the cattle trading at 138 overall. So that's a little disappointing. The lean hogs were down anywhere from 40 to $1.15 today. So feeder cattle were really strong. Live cattle and lean hogs are a little bit under pressure here to finish this Thursday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Angus genetics will be showcased from all over the country at the 2nd Annual Cattlemen's Congress. Come see the Penn and Carload Show of Angus Bulls and Heifers on Friday, January the 7th, followed by the 83rd Annual National Angus Bull Sale at 2 p.m. in the Super Barn Sales Arena at the Oklahoma City Fairground. Angus breeders will be selling over 50 top Angus bulls on January the 7th, and you can come be a part of the sale, or you can bet online at cci.live. For more information, go to angus.org for details about all the Angus events at Cattlemen's Congress.
The grain markets were under pressure across the board here. We had corn 9 to 10 cents lower in the first 4 months. Beans were about 29 to 31 cents lower in the first couple of months here. March beans down 30 and a quarter at 13.38 and a half, giving back a lot of the rally over the last couple of weeks. Chicago wheat down 8 to 11. Kansas City down about 11 to 12. July Kansas City is giving back from the high of about 8.55 just 4 trading days ago. Now at 8.07, so roughly 48 cents sell-off. We're back below the 20-day moving average. There is some rain forecasted for the hard red winter wheat belt, and I think that's probably causing some concern. But keep in mind, we're in a drought, and this morning's drought monitor just keeps expanding and spreading across the western United States, especially in large part of where we grow winter wheat. So there's still some issues there. The Russian export tariff was just under $100 a ton. That's the highest since they've created that. And that'll go into effect after the first of the year. But they eliminate how much they're exporting. That should help us out over the big picture, that plus a drought. And then cotton futures today up just over a dollar or a penny. March was up 135 at 114.34. And the stock market is just a touch higher here with the Dow, 36,384, up 3 at all-time highs.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.